Okay, hi. This is Paul Slatkis. Hello, okay. I decided today I'm going to to show myself on air. But I can't do it that way. I have to do it this way. Oh my God. All right, I wasn't prepared for that. Okay, let's go to our good news. Well, in any case, now I got my hands together, and hello, welcome to everybody. My name is Paul Slatkis, Reverend Paul Slatkis, and we've been broadcasting here every day at 3 o'clock, and virtually to as many people who desire to come and see our broadcast. At 7 o'clock, we go outside, let's see here, out in the backyard. And we share the love that the local neighborhood here, 79th and 80th, has for those that are caring about the public service people that are helping us on a daily basis, on a momentary basis. So it's gonna be a lot of important resettling of ourselves at a time like this. You know, making changes, being accepting of each other. And what we've done each on every day, I think that's enough of me. But I do have a heart in the back, and I want to shout out for Merrill Hartstein, whose mom passed because of the coronavirus. And we're going to say a prayer as a result of that. I'm going to flip the camera around. We don't have the crew, so I'm a one-man show in this scenario. And what we have been doing each and every day is share this important prayer. And this goes to Merrill and her family and for many others on this kind of occasion that, of course, we'd prefer it not to be, but unfortunately it is for Merrill's mom and for Mary, many, many people. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal love. Amen. Our women, we say. And I would like to add here that for anybody who does need some time to console under a death scenario or a happier occasion like a wedding, that I offer my own personal services anywhere in the world since I'm ordained and allowed to go ahead and do these kinds of things. And I'd be honored to share what I can with you, and that I went to seminary for, and that the state approved. So we're going to go to some more faith and prayers and good news. Okay, so I was out. I did go out yesterday to the Museum of Natural History on the corner, and I took a moment to smell the roses, I guess you could say. In this case, the tulips, of which there are many. But happily, I guess, and I pray that this is okay, there was a pet control. Well, let the video speak for itself.
I was here, and I was ready to write the story live here, and all of a sudden, this adopt, volunteer, donate. Animal Care and Control of New York. I was gonna play some Billy Joel music. And I guess they're dealing with some animal who's ill. A dead something, maybe. Wow. Holy shit.
Excuse my cursing. Oh my god.
I've never seen a raccoon over here. Oh, you guys are something. You're part of the city of New York, or you're a volunteer organization? Part of the city?
Hey, Tony.
Thank you for doing this.
People clapped. These city workers and or volunteers.
Right. Thank you for doing this. All right, everybody. Well, that was unexpected. That was a raccoon that... They'll study that raccoon. Well, let's hope they can get him to live, right? You got to put him on a ventilator or something. Get him some air, right? Animals are people too, right? We're all one. By far. Here's another example of it. Well, they had that lion up in the Bronx Zoo, right? He got the virus. Oh, well, thank you so much.
So let's not assume that he got the virus. I'm not assuming it.
All right. That's another wonderful thing about New York and about everywhere.
This is the fact.
NYCACC.org and...
Volunteers.
Great workers.
Volunteers. How about...
I guess employees and volunteers. Thank you again.
Okay, so that was a shocker for me, I'll tell you that, when that occurred. I also, on my walk yesterday, I walked by some, right outside my apartment here on 80th Street, I walked by these guys. They're Columbia University students, and they decided to do their project, I guess it is. Well, they'll tell you too. Once again, it's better that they tell you than I tell you. By far.
Okay, hi, Paul Sackett's Good News Planet. We had a little technical difficulty because my picture was upside down. But you know what? Let me ask you a question. Lorena and Richard from Columbia University, this is a project that they're doing for the people in Puerto Rico. And I thank you for doing that for those that are victims of some of those tremendous hurricanes that have been a big concern. And so tell us about this project, and Lorena, why don't you start? Yeah. Ladies before gentlemen.
This is a project we started last year. We got a grant to develop a solar tarp, which is basically an emergency tarp together with solar panels. And basically is a tool to house storms. And usually what happens, a lot of people lose their grid and their electricity, so this combines those things. And it's basically a tool to be assembled when needed.
Richard, anything else to add?
Well, the idea is everyone who lives at home, so it really gives them something to use as a backup to use during this
people can do this on their own. I mean, it looks like you have some special fabric, you have a special this, a special that. So what, okay?
All of this product are commercial products and can be found and just putting together. And as part of this event, we're also developing a booklet, which is basically teaching how people can make this. So it would be a tool that they can make.
Okay, and so where is, are you have a website already, or where are we going here?
We don't have it yet, but we'll go back to you when we have it, and maybe you can pull up for your viewers.
We're working on that publication for it.
Yeah, yeah. It'll be a publication, it'll probably be all major online sources.
So is this a thesis, or a PhD, or a master's, or an undergraduate project? That's great. I just mentioned in my last show, investment for social good. Social good is good.
So we're out here.
And flip-flops. And flip-flops. Real college kids. No, I'm just kidding.
And working on these. Yeah.
Well, that's really a great public service. And Puerto Rico, by far, got hit with two recently. And have still been badgered, still have problems down there. Actually, we're just offered, we're in the process of COVID kits to go to Puerto Rico right now. And so very close to Puerto Rico. I love Puerto Rico, actually.
And, yeah, when we started doing this and this research to develop this tool, stemmed off of Hurricane Maria, and even like 3 years later, there's still about 500,000 houses that still need roof repair. So it's a temporary tool, but temporary also means different spans of time for different people. So we hope to be a tool that can use some social
good. This is great. You know, we're involved with peace, world peace.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
doing things for peace, like what you're doing.
Good news, right?
We're good news, peace, that's our thing. We do the World Peace Day conference for the UN. Are in strengthening their message. I've asked thousands of people, what does peace mean? And many from Colombia, what does peace mean for you, each one of you? And if you can say your name, what does peace mean to you?
That's a good question.
Well, I can start.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm Richard. I think peace is everyone doing their part, doing what they can to make the world a better place.
Yeah, respecting each other, using all their skills and tools to kind of contribute a little bit.
No effort too small.
You guys are fantastic. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
Everybody doing their part. That's peace. Okay. Thank you very much. Nice young talented citizen. So let's take a moment just with Claire Diab, who we've been sharing some of her yoga to stabilize us.
Notice your heart beating. Silently say, I am strong. I am healthy. I am strong. I am healthy. Because what you think you create, what you think you become. I am strong. I am healthy.
Hello, Gloria.
Okay, great. So we should be all warmed up. Let's transition down onto our knees into child's pose. So inhale up, exhale down. It's okay to bend the knees. It's better for the back. And then lower one knee down, bend the other knee down. Child's pose. Just extend your arms out, relax your elbows on the ground. Forehead is down. Breathe deep. Again. In and out through the nostrils. You can breathe full deep belly breaths, rocking your upper body slightly right and left. Relax your jaw. Firepoint. Firepoint is the energy point on the ridge of the upper gum behind the two front upper teeth. So not touching the back of the teeth, it's the ridge. The tip of the tongue connects with the ridge. Keep your tongue here. All day long, on the job, off the job, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, except when eating and speaking. And now, coming into tabletop pose to strengthen and nourish our spine. Your spine moves in six directions. So from tabletop, knees are below the hips, wrists are below the shoulders. There's a softness in your elbows. Fingers are straight ahead, kind of like starfish. We will inhale, dog pose, chin up, tailbone up. Exhale, round, cat pose, like a stretching cat or a rainbow. Inhale, dog, chin up, tailbone up. Exhale, cat. This is so good for our spine. Lengthening and strengthening our spine. These are two of the six directions. So close your eyes and feel the forward bend and back bend of the cat and dog pose. Inhaling up, exhale, round into cat. Two more.
Okay, everybody got the plan here? All right.
Then we come back to Claire. Tabletop.
Boom. Okay, so everybody, Claire is on Good News. You can go and see her and do the entire program with her, which is, I think, quite powerful. Wow, a lot of good things going on. You know, I think what I'd like to do is just share a little bit of what does peace mean? We have so many people that have talked about peace over the years. Well, let's go to, this is an interesting perspective from Paul McCartney.
My take on peace takes me back to when I was a kid in Liverpool, and we were in the shadow of World War II. I remember once talking to my father about whether people wanted peace, but it seemed like there was so much war and so much stress in the world that maybe I thought people didn't want peace. He said to me, I remember very clearly, he said, people want peace. Everybody everywhere wants peace. He said, it's the governments, the politicians who want the fights. So the idea of having a peace day where we can set aside all of that and allow barriers to come down, allow people to get in with much needed aid and medical supplies, is a fantastic idea that I support wholeheartedly.
Okay, thank you, Paul McCartney. Peace One Day organization, Jeremy Gilley, created that, and I thank you. And what's your good news? Let's see if we have some good news here from somebody who shared it with us. Here's an interesting guy. He's in our movie, too. Let's see what Mark, the train conductor, says. Let's thank Mark for being a train conductor also. Public service.